Bosom Selector on 95 BFM.
Heck yeah, Bosom Selector. We've got a brand new segment. This is a chance for us to get to know some of the DJs across this beautiful radio station we call 95 BFM. Today we've got Otto and JC who do Wālau. Morena.
Kia ora.
Morena.
How are you going?
Doing great.
Is this a bit early for
me? This is early for you guys. You're normally here on Mondays 11 p.m.
Yeah, I'm usually sleeping in on Mondays.
I'm like, honestly, would reawake by 12, if that makes sense.
Okay. But we are happy to be here.
But we are definitely here.
Thank you so much for coming in. We're so excited to chat. So for anyone who's not aware, while our radio is on Mondays 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. the commitment for a late night on a Monday is strong. So well done. It's gonna be a long day for you guys.
Oh yeah.
It's gonna be a long day for me. I'm gonna be editing videos, packing up for Wellington.
Whoa.
And yeah.
Oh my gosh, amazing. So maybe do you wanna start by both of you talking to us about how you came to BFM and like when you started?
How we came to BFM.
Do you wanna go first? Because you were here first before me.
Yeah, so I guess I started in like July 2023. I moved back to New Zealand from Singapore, where I was living. And I just started on the news team, you know, doing Monday breakfast writing. And then since then, I don't know, I've just been doing different shifts and then eventually landed on Wālau, which was a project that we both started up around August 2024, I think, or like
it's basically our birthday today.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Whoa. Today's actually...
It's been a year since we started Wālau.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Happy birthday.
Our 1 year anniversary with my husband. Honestly, and I'm really happy for it too, because I only started at BFM last year actually. And I only started doing like video team, like filming and live events. My first ever like live event was Princess Chelsea from the baseball last year.
And what way to start with a bang.
I was really scared.
I
was really like, oh my gosh, these expectations, but we managed to get really good. And then I met Otto properly at the Breakfast Club to say farewell to our previous breakfast host, Rachel Ashby. And then that's how we got together, and with a really cool initiative to showcase Asian artists in Aotearoa and the world, really.
That's so cool. We've got a couple of song selections from you both. I want to talk a little bit more about the kaupapa of Wālau, but first, let's listen to a song. This is a song that you chose, JC. Slip Away by Jewel Owusu.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me about the song and why you chose it.
Slip Away has like the nostalgia, because Jewel has this like visionary world where she wants to showcase our childhood in electronic and indie rock and pop. So this song really means something to me because I relate to the lyric as well. You guys have to listen to it because I just can't explain it myself, but it's really emotional to me.
Awesome. Let's have a listen.
A long Saturday, the mama Murray traced. You asked me to dance, was dared by a friend. Was I not charming enough? Can I slip away? The function's dragging on. The one meter gap, his hands on her back, and they look charming for once. And if you never fall in love, please still hold on to me. So please. please still hold on to me.
Away from Jewel Owusu on 95BFM's Bosom Selector. We've got Walau hosts Otto and JC in the studio.
Yeah.
This is so cool. I like this track. The production is cool.
Honestly, like, it has a bit of like Dylan's like jungle drums, because he loves those drums. And the lyrics that Jewel wrote, especially, is like, leave your mark in my head, definitely has some impact to me, because it's like, you want to leave your mark with someone, especially a big impact on someone as well, that it means something to you.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Very cool. So talk to us, the whole sort of concept and co-papa of Walau is like Southeast Asian artists, right?
Well, we've sort of like branched out from Southeast Asia to the rest of Asia and the Asian diaspora. We started off focusing on Southeast Asian artists because that was like sort of a area of expertise, I guess, you know.
Yeah, and we just wanted to showcase that at the beginning because that's who we are as people, and we wanted to, I guess, find the ones that are like hidden gems in like Aotearoa and then showcase that as well.
Yeah.
Because there's so much of them that people need to hear. Mm. You know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah, had. Mm.
But since like we started the show, we've done interviews with like artists from so many backgrounds. Like we've had like Persian artists come on, you know, some South Asian artists as well. Yeah,
we even had like a Korean artist come through as well.
So yeah, we're just trying to be as broad as possible, I guess.
That's so cool. And so this sort of music, is this something you guys have always felt really connected to, or have you found that like through the show you've discovered heaps more?
I think for me personally, is I've discovered more music from Otto's selection, and I kind of branched out. Now I'm calling myself as an elitist who listens to so much different music from what I would usually listen to, which is pop. But now, like, being around Otto kind of introduces me to more things that I can enjoy now.
That's so cool.
And I thank you for that, Otto.
Of course.
That's the beautiful thing about hosting, having a co-host, eh?
Hey, Mills. Oh, yeah.
Hey,
Mills.
You have fun. You have fun. And you get to learn off of each other's tastes. So cool. You've got the show coming up tonight. What can we expect from tonight's Walau?
Tonight, I think we're just going to be playing some new releases by artists. Yeah. So when we don't have guests coming on, we try to find like the latest releases by Asian artists and play them for 2 hours.
That's so sick. And everyone, if you go to bed early like we do, you can catch Walau Radio on 95BFM.com on the podcasts every week, eh?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Very good. Okay, we've got one more song that you've chosen, Otto.
Yes.
This is Aku Cemas.
It's Aku Cemas by a band called Subsonic Eye from Singapore. So it roughly translates to "I'm anxious" in Bahasa Melayu.
Relatable.
Yeah. So it's in a mix of Bahasa Melayu, or the Malay language, and English. And it's just sort of about, like, you know, the stresses of being a young person trying to find a job in today's economy, which I think a lot of us can relate to. And I think with this band, you know, Subsonic Eye, if I was to pick a band that could represent Southeast Asia, or like Asia as a whole, like, I think this is the band that I would pick.
Mm-hmm.
In Singapore, these guys are like hometown heroes. Their shows are always hectic. And it's the opening track of their latest album, Singapore Dreaming, which they dropped earlier in June. So yeah, it's a really great track, really great album, and an amazing band.
So cool.
Very cool. Hey, thank you so much both for coming up and being our first Bosom Selector.
It is such an honor. And honestly, thank you again for having us.
Ah, anytime. We'll be tuning in tonight. Well, actually, I'll be going to bed early, but I'll be tuning in to the podcast tomorrow. And everyone else, I know all of the listeners out there will be tuning in because you love 95BFM. Thank you so much, Otto and JC. We're going to listen to this track. That was Bosom Selector.
Hello, I'm John Campbell, and remember to keep modulating your bosom frequency to 95 BFM.
This week's Bosom Selector on 95 BFM.